Hello,
this is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Portia Luttrell. Portia Luttrell. Okay.
Portia?
Yes. First of all, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
Thank you. In March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting on March primary? Are you almost ready to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances that you'll be voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50?
Yes. Most likely, I will be voting.
Thank you so much. Can I have the year that you were born? Only the year.
1965.
Thank you very much. Next. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. Do you consider yourself white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
Pacific Islander.
Pacific Islander, thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
So far, I think it's the right direction.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, jobs and wages, parental rights and education, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime. Which one is the most important for you?
In Fresno County, I'm going to say housing affordability.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feeling towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. Gary Bredefield.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Not favorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Paul Dictos?
What do you say when I'm not familiar with them?
You can say you don't know them. Or you have no opinion?
I don't
know
them. Okay. No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Steve Brando?
No opinion.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dictos as CPA and county assessor recorder, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Gary Bredefield.
Thank you so much. How certain are you that you will be voting for Gary Bredefield, businessman and council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay, no problem. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more likely or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who is 80 years old, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Very likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fees for Fresno residents.
Not likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Much more likely. More likely.
Thank you. Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Most likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Less or not likely.
Thank you. Thank you. I understood. Thank you so much. And just so you know, we almost done now. I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for that candidate. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $40 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing all of this information, would you say there is a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for Paul Dictos?
Good chance.
Good chance. Thank you. Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing all of this information, does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
Good chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. after hearing all of this information, does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Good chance.
Thank you so much. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Steve Rondo, county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dicto, CPA and county assessor, recorder, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. Do I have to answer that?
Yeah, those are the options or the candidates that you have as an option.
I wanted to do more research before I disclose that answer.
I just gave you a little bit of a insight. I don't know if that's enough or you have to do more research.
I have to do more research because they all the three that you mentioned are or that I would most likely vote for. Are the three that I'd like to look into.
Okay. Let me repeat the names.
I'm going to say Gary Bredefeld because...
Bredefeld? Thank you.
Yeah, because he came knocking on my door. He went and met personally with each neighbor, and I thought that was cool.
Okay, thank you. I would like to ask you just a few more questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you say you are a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, do you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
College AA.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or live with a friend or family?
Live with a family.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.